Paul, thank you for joining me today.
Sure, my pleasure.
As the coronavirus pandemic continues, arts organizations are starting, Paul, to be hard hit here in the First State. Many museums have already closed. Others are being forced to postpone shows. When all of this started, Paul, as director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, what was your initial reaction here?
Well, our immediate reaction was to reach out to the arts organizations to let them know that we're here to learn from them what challenges they are facing so that we can gather information from them to be better informed in the kinds of actions we can take. We have been monitoring all of the organizations that we provide funding to determine how they are having to modify their programming or cancel their programming, what financial challenges they're facing so that we can explore what kinds of options we can provide to them to help them out during this time of, as you mentioned, canceled programs, postponed programming.
What kind of an impact, Paul? Can you detail what kind of an impact the COVID-19 is having in the arts community statewide right now?
Oh, it's having a huge impact. As you mentioned, most of the museums and galleries are closing. All of the theaters and performing arts venues have closed their public performances. Organizations that have paid staff are still bringing staff in, but their workload has totally shifted from regular programming to sort of crisis mode. The challenge for both museums and performing arts organizations is that canceling a show has all sorts of ripple effects for the organization as well as for the performers and the artists who might be exhibiting their work. For a theater company, for example, simply postponing a show is not always an option because the artists, the performers that are contracted to perform may not be available at a later date. And then you also run into the conflicts with shows that are scheduled in the future. Same with the orchestra, for example. You know, they have a concert scheduled. Their musicians have blocked that out on their calendars for months, and they may not be available at a later date when the symphony may want to be able to reschedule a particular concert. The opera company, they have their spring festival. Likewise, they contract with musicians who will not be available at another time of the year because they have blocked out this spring time for their commitment to Delaware. So the challenges just go on and on. And then, of course, for the artists, it's not only lost revenue for the arts organizations, it's also lost revenue for the artists. I mean, basically, they become unemployed. The members of the gig economy, so to speak, the artists, where they're cobbling together jobs, they're losing their paycheck.
Paul, in your professional opinion, what do you think the arts groups and those associated with the arts should do in the short term? Because we really, at this point, do not know how long this will continue. What should they do in the short term?
Well, in the short term, there have been conference calls between the organizations where they are sharing what they are doing, from everything from shutting down their operations to dealing with their patrons who have purchased tickets. You know, sharing ideas on what they're doing with ticket exchange policies, credits to patrons, ticket refunds, and so on. As well as exploring different resources that might be available to them. We have been in communication with the Delaware Alliance for Nonprofit Advancement, the Delaware Arts Alliance, Americans for the Arts at the national level, as well as the National Assembly of State Arts Agencies. I've been in communication with the Delaware Division of Small Business about what kinds of support packages might be available in the near future, either through the state or through the federal government, to help support both individual artists as well as nonprofit organizations that are suffering from severe losses of revenue during this time.
Yeah, I was going to ask, we'll jump ahead to that. Is state and or federal aid likely to become more necessary, more than ever before necessary, because of COVID-19?
I think so. I mean, the economic impact that this COVID coronavirus is having is not unlike what happened in the economic crash in 2008-2009. And the federal government came up with significant bailout funds for businesses across the country. And I know the state of Delaware received a significant chunk of funding through the National Endowment through the Arts under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act back in 2009 or 2010. And Congress already just yesterday was looking at a bill for an initial effort to address some of the economic impact of this virus. And I suspect that they will be continuing to look at other options or other opportunities for supporting American business and individuals. So our advocacy groups at both the state and the federal level are working with the General Assembly and Congress to keep the arts sector in mind as they look at opportunities to support the larger business community.
You know, I've seen some venues as they close, they're issuing refunds. But do you think it would be possible? I know some people have suggested that these venues not ask for event or people don't ask for event refunds and look at it as a donation to keep, you know, the venues going when they do reopen. Do you think that's a good idea?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, you know, I myself had some tickets to a couple events during this time, and those venues have not gotten back to me yet. We got an email saying that, you know, the performances were canceled. We'll be in touch with you about what to do about your ticket. But I think the prudent organizations, when they offer their list of options for what they're doing with their subscribers or their patrons, if I were running an arts organization, I would put donate your ticket, you know, cost. I would put that as the first option. Some of the different options organizations have are the donate the cost of the ticket. Will give you a credit for a future show or a future exhibition, or in some cases they'll offer refunds or a subsidized rebate if it's a season subscription holder. But I think for the general patron, if they are willing to donate the cost of that ticket, that will help organizations out immeasurably. Because what people don't realize, for any kind of performing venue, any museum or gallery, it's not just the cost of the program itself. They still have to pay their rent or their mortgage. They still have to pay their utilities. Those bills don't stop just because they've closed their doors temporarily for programming.
I want to remind people we're talking to Paul Wegraff. Paul is the director of the Delaware Division of the arts being hit hard all across the country, but specifically here in Delaware, as many museums have already closed, other venues being forced to postpone shows, as you've been listening to Paul Wegraff talk about that. Paul, in a good year, how much revenue do the arts generate statewide here in Delaware?
The arts, according to our last economic impact study, the nonprofit arts sector generates almost $150 million of economic activity in the state of Delaware, and that is a little over $100 million of economic investment by the arts organizations themselves, and then another $50 million in investment by the patrons who attend arts events. And that's not counting the cost of tickets. That's including going out to restaurants, paying babysitters, paying for parking, maybe staying overnight if you're coming in for the weekend for some kind of programming. So it's the ripple effect is considerable. It's right now, we know from the last economic impact study, that the arts either directly or tangentially support well over 4,000 jobs here in Delaware. So it's an impact that's not just for the particular concert hall or gallery or museum. It's an impact on the local restaurant industry, the tourism industry, the hotel industry, all of which are likewise being hit hard.
It's definitely a trickle-down effect with most things. Paul, I guess the important message is, how can we, me, you, people listening, how can we continue to support the arts during these trying times of the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, I think what's most important is to continue to be in communication with those organizations that you have patronized in the past and keep abreast of when they are reopening. I reach out to them now to find out if there are ways that you can be of help to those organizations now as they sort of hunker down during these tough times.
Any other words of support to the arts community? You're the director of the Delaware Division of the Arts. Any words of support?
We are working. The division is committed to maintaining our operations. We have established a policy of working remotely, and it's kind of across the state that we are. The state is committed to opening, or staying open, and providing constituent services. We are available by email, by telephone, regardless of where we're working, to hear from our constituents about the issues, the challenges they are facing, and if there are suggestions as to what we need to be attentive to, we are open to hearing from our constituents to be better informed about what the needs are out in the community.